second. There it is. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You know, it is Friday. Every once in a while, this operator has operator errors. Sorry about that. But the good news is it is Friday, and it means it's Frisky Friday. And today, from the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter, I have with me Tara D'Aguilera. She's our volunteer coordinator. Good morning, young lady. How are you?
Good morning. Good. Thanks for having me today.
It's Friday, as our friend Eldon likes to say. How are you doing?
We're doing good. We're just getting ready for some events coming up over the weekend. So we're
excited.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Adoption events?
Yeah. So tomorrow we're going to be at the Lumberjack Festival in Milton at the Pensacola State College. And it's from 9 till 4. So we're very excited about that. So
I didn't know that. I have not heard about the Lumberjack Festival.
I have never been. They've invited us before, but we've always missed the chance because we had something booked. So this year we are getting to go. So we're super excited. Sounds like it's going to be a fun day.
A really good fun day.
So we're going to bring some pets. Some of them may or may not be, you know, dressed for the event. So it'll be a fun day. So we're excited about that.
Flannel shirts for pets.
Yes,
is that
absolutely,
the deal?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I love it.
Sunday, Sunday we have two events. We have puppy yoga in the morning.
Wait. Yes. Back up.
Puppy yoga.
I have not heard of puppy yoga before. I've heard of goat yoga.
Yeah, and there's kitten yoga, but we have been doing puppy yoga. So this is going to be at Your Pace Studio in Pace. So they're just wonderful. So this is our third time doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And they donate all the proceeds to the Friends of Santa Rosa Animal Shelter. So that's our 501 nonprofit group that does a lot of stuff for the shelter.
Uh-huh.
And so they're going to be doing that as a fundraiser for that group. And so we're going to bring the puppies. So you get to do yoga, feel good, and then watch puppies frolic around.
Do they get on their backs when you're doing a pose and stuff like that?
It is the cutest thing. And so last time, two of the puppies were just knocked out by the end of the class because they were just, you know, in their zen moment. So, yeah, so we're really excited about that. It's a lot of fun if you want to go check out yoga and support the shelter. That's a great
way. And where's
way.
That going to be again?
That's at Your Pace Studio in mm-hmm. Pace, Florida. So we want to thank them for being so supportive. And then we're going to leave there and we're going to go directly to Tractor Supply in Five Points in Pace. And we'll be there for just a quick hour from 1:30 until 2:30 to give those puppies an opportunity to get adopted. So and they are super super cute puppies. They're cattle dog mix puppies, so if anybody's looking, they're just adorable, and I would encourage you to come out and meet them.
And this is on Saturday or Sunday?
This is on Sunday.
On Sunday, okay.
Yeah, so we have a real busy weekend, but lots of chances if you're interested in meeting some of our dogs to come out and see them.
Okay, well, right off the bat, let's talk a little bit about the shelter and where you're located. And it is in Santa Rosa County, obviously.
Yes.
So where are you located, and what are your hours and days that you're open?
So we are at 4451 Pine Forest Road. That is Milton, Florida. We're right next to the EOC building. We're open 11:30 until 4 every, Monday through Saturday, with the exception of Wednesdays we are open late. So we're there till 6:30. That way, if you have to work during the week, that gives you a day that you can make it in after work. We are closed on Sundays, but 11:30 till 4 on Saturday, so that gives you plenty of time to come in. You can sleep in and still make it in and see some pets. We have cats and dogs available for adoption. We have opportunities for foster and also for volunteering too, if that's something you're interested in. There's, you know, all kinds of good things going on there. So right now actually is the Bissell Empty the Shelter event.
Right. Talk about that.
So that is,
well, first of all, how many animals have you, because you're over capacity now, correct?
Yes, so, we stay over capacity.
I know, and that's a lot. How many animals are we talking
about?
So
right now I know that we have 70 kennels, so probably about 85 dogs currently.
Wow.
And then I'm not sure the cat number, but it's, we just took in a lot of cats, so we've got a lot of cats.
Mm-hmm.
The cats flow very nicely. We have a partnership with PetSmart and PetSense, so we send some of our adoptables there, and that allows them to get, you know, exposure and get adopted more quickly, which is good. The dogs, you know, that's why we try to go to the events, to get them exposure that way. So we try to hit it from both sides. But yeah, we stay over capacity. So if you're, you know, not ready maybe to adopt, there are other ways you can help, like fostering and volunteering, helping getting the dogs out, getting them some exercise. exercise, the more that they're at peace where they are, the better they're going to be when people come in to see them. So, you know, just a simple thing like getting them out for 15 minutes makes a huge difference.
So I think they call it the doggy day out, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So we just started doggy day out back again recently. We suspended it in the summer because it gets so hot, but now you can come. So you go online and you basically sign up for doggy day out and you get to come in and basically check out a dog for the day. It's a great way to give that dog a break for the day. You know, it allows you to have some fun. You can take them home and watch a movie. You can take them for a cheeseburger. You can take them on a hike, whatever suits your lifestyle and the dogs. Mm-hmm. They're just happy to get out and on an adventure, and they're going to be so excited. And when they come back, usually they're tired and they sleep well because they've had a nice day. And it gives us a chance to know a little more about the dog. For example, does he startle with, you know, loud noises? Mm-hmm. Does he ride well in the car? Does he get spooked by men? Things like that that maybe we don't know in the shelter.
Right. Because when they're in the kennel, you have no idea what their personalities are like outside of the kennel.
Exactly.
So that's a great opportunity. And it doesn't cost anything to do that. It's just you're volunteering your time, essentially.
Yes, you just sign up and come on in. And, you know, you can make it a family thing. It's a great opportunity to teach your children about animal welfare and how to help and things like that. So it could be a good learning experience for your family. Or maybe you're thinking about getting a pet. And that's a way to kind of introduce your kids to, hey, this is a lot. We can't just jump into this. So let's do this. And gives you a chance to kind of see, you know, the ins and out of having a pet.
Okay. So you have puppies and kittens, and then you have adult animals as well, correct?
Yes, correct. So puppies are great, but they are going to grow up. So if you're not really into the puppy stage where you want to pick up poo all the time and chewing and stuff, you can get an older dog. So we've got some great, great dogs right now. We just did assessments last week, and we cleared several dogs that tested well with other dogs, tested nicely on leash, and so they're looking for homes. So lots of friendly babies. And I would encourage folks, when you come in, it can be overwhelming walking to the kennels because there's so many faces and they're barking trying to get your attention. So I would just recommend you asking a staff member to let them know what you are looking for, what your household is like, and they can usually pair you up with somebody very nicely, and then that kind of alleviates some of the stress on you, and it's a really good fit. We've done that before, and we've got some great matches for people.
Especially if you have a dog, like if you have a big ranch or you have a lot of farmland, you want a dog that can be outside.
Right.
Or if you're living in a condo and you need a non-barker.
Exactly. You need a quiet, calm dog. Mm-hmm. So we can try to match you up. And we want it to be successful for you and for the pet. We don't want them to have to come back. So we do our best to try to make sure it's a good fit.
Okay. So what is your website so we can look up some of these events and ways to volunteer and donate?
So our website is santarosa.fl.gov/animals, and you can check things out there. It's going to have all the pictures of our adoptable pets there.
And then cute.
Yeah, there's some cute pictures. We have a wonderful lady, Miss Sarah, who does pictures of the dogs, and she does a fantastic job. So when you see those cute pictures, a lot of those are from her. And then also you can go to our Facebook page because we try to feature pets, put videos on there, and just keep that up to date with what we're doing. So that's a good place for the here and now to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And then is there phone number too if they wanted to call?
Yes, 850-983-4680. You can call anytime if you have questions, if you have concerns, if you're just trying to make sure we're open, whatever, just give us a call anytime.
Okay, we're talking with Tara De Aguilera. She's volunteer coordinator with the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter here in Santa Rosa County, serving all of our area for cats and dogs. So many great things that y'all do in the community, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what you do when we come back right here on Pep Talk. If you've got a question, just text it on in at 850-437-1620. Welcome back to Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, and we know what that means. Every Friday, we bring in someone from our animal and pet, dog, cat, kitten, muskrat, I don't know, rescue, all of our different rescue organizations here in the area, and we alternate from week to week. So this week is the week for Santa Rosa County Animal Services and the Animal Shelter. Randy Lambert, who's just a trooper, runs the whole organization, and he's not here because guess what? He's busy today. So Tara De Aguilera is here with us, volunteer coordinator, talking about all the services y'all provide and the great things that you do for our lost animals and pets. So, speaking of which, we have a couple of good events this weekend.
Yes, we're very excited to be able to attend the Lumberjack Festival. That's going to be at Pensacola State College, so right around the corner from us. And this is our first time going there, so we're going to actually have some of our adult dogs go. We've been taking a lot of puppies to events, but since this is an all-day event, it's really close to the shelter. We're going to have our volunteers bring in some adult dogs, so we're really excited about that. Some of the volunteers have already gotten outfits for them to wear. So we're just going to embrace the theme, Lumberjack mm-hmm. Festival, and roll with it. And we'll have some great dog-friendly dogs there. So, you know, it's a good time to come out if you're a little hesitant to come to the shelter. This is a great environment to come and meet the dogs in their element, just having a good time.
And where is the festival again?
That's at Pensacola State College in Milton, and we'll be there all day. And then Sunday is the puppy yoga. So again, it's going to be fun. If you haven't done it before, it's really a fun time, and that's at Your Pace Yoga in Pace, and it's 11:30 till 12:30. You would sign up online for that, and it's a fundraiser. They're donating services, which is awesome, and we're going to have some adorable puppies there. If you miss those puppies, you can catch us at Tractor Supply on Sunday from 1:30 until 2:30. We're going to have, it's basically a special 1 hour only type of thing. We're going to run over there with those cute puppies and see if we can find good homes for them so they don't have to hang out at the shelter. So that's our plan for Saturday and Sunday.
Excellent. So walk me through the process. Should I decide to adopt? What is the fees? What's involved? And you will provide a lot of services for these animals before they're adopted too.
Yes, we do. So every animal that's adopted, you're going to have hundreds of dollars of veterinary care with your very low adoption fee. So everybody's going to be spayed or neutered. If when you find the dog or cat of your dreams and you're like, oh, this is who I'm taking home, if they're not altered yet, you can still take it home the same day as a foster to adopt, and it'll remain shelter property, and you just bring it back for the surgery. So, but most of them are already altered when you come in for that. So they're going to have the spay and neuter done. They're going to have a microchip. They're going to be current on rabies if they're old enough, age-appropriate vaccinations, they're going to be dewormed, they're going to have flea prevention, so it's phenomenal. And we're so excited to be able to offer that to the public because it can be really expensive getting an animal.
I was going to say, you're talking about hundreds of dollars there.
Absolutely.
So you're saying it's only $25?
Yeah, our adoption fee is only $25. Right now, it's actually $10, and that's going to be through the 15th. Yeah, so we do these specials to try to encourage people to come in and adopt. This is through the Abyssal Empty the Shelter event, so that's running through October 15th. Mm-hmm. And so everybody is $10, dogs or cats. And again, you get all of that veterinary care. And that way we hope that, you know, what money you might have spent adopting a pet or purchasing a pet, you can use those funds to get their heartworm prevention, get some supplies, get them a nice bed. And mm-hmm. that way it doesn't kind of kick you in the, you know, pocketbook too bad because we've done all that vetting already.
Okay, that's amazing. So that's a great price, and you've got that, the 15th is through next Wednesday, I believe.
Correct.
So
mm-hmm.
that you definitely want to take advantage of that. And how can we help? So if I'm not able to adopt or foster right now, what are some other things I do? I know you have some online resources where people could actually go online.
So we have, if you go to our website, it tells you different ways that you can help. So there's so many things you can do. If you're not in a place to adopt, you could foster. We have a great foster program that can be as little as a week, as long as 3 to 6 months. It depends on your schedule. We're not requiring a certain amount. We always need neonate fosters for kittens. We need puppy fosters. And sometimes the dogs just need a break from the shelter. So maybe you are going to be off work for a week and you're like, I'm not going home for the holidays. Maybe I want to foster. And that's a great time. And we actually do have a home for the holidays. So when So when Thanksgiving and Christmas come up, we'll be doing kind of a push for that to get pets out to
neat.
Foster.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah. And some of them get adopted and that's amazing. We don't plan for that, but if it happens, we are certainly very excited.
I think the term
for
that is foster fail.
Yes. Foster fail. And so that's a
temporary
good,
becomes permanent.
Yeah, so it's a good thing when you fail in that category. Mm-hmm. So we don't mind that. But that's a way to help. Also, you know, volunteering, we always need more volunteers. So we encourage folks, there's a place for everyone if you're interested in volunteering. You can volunteer 2 hours a week or you can volunteer every day. It's really up to your schedule. We encourage everybody. It doesn't matter your age. As long as you're 18. Mm-hmm. But we've got something for everybody. And then also you can just help by networking, the sharing our photos, sharing stuff online. You can donate. We have an Amazon wish list, so that's a good way to help as well.
Talk about that for a second. I think that's the coolest thing. So how does that work?
Yeah, so you can just...
By the way, open up your Amazon accounts yes. right now in your car at the stoplight.
Yes, you go right to Amazon, and we have a wish list there, so you don't even have to go to the store and purchase anything. You just click on some items that we have there, and they ship them directly to us. So it's just simply a click of your button on your phone or your computer at home. It's very minimal work for you, but it helps us tremendously. So it's a great way to help if you don't have the time to put in, but you still want to help out.
Well, what I like about those lists, too, is that sometimes we want to do the fun stuff, the toys, and the,
right.
but the list includes things like bleach, towels, some of them not so glamorous. those things,
yes,
but that the animals need.
Absolutely. And we do switch that. Some of the things stay on there all the time, but then there are other things on there. It changes as we need them. I think right now we had some surgery recovery suits on there.
See, things like that, yeah, that we don't even think of,
exactly,
but are expensive and costly.
Exactly. And then snuggle discs for the neonate kittens. Those are about $30, $40 each.
They're called what?
Snuggle discs. So it's a disc you can put in the microwave and it stays warm for up to 8 hours. And those are vital when we send home neonate kittens because we have to help regulate their body temperature. So when we get a lot of babies, you know, we need a lot of those.
And that's called a snuggle disc?
Snuggle disc, yes.
Do they have them adult size?
Yeah, if only, right?
I could use a little snuggle every once in a while.
Absolutely.
But that's neat because something like that would be really, really helpful. And I wouldn't think of that off the bat.
Yeah, it's not something you think of right off. You think of food and toys and things like that. So we try to, when we're low on something, like right now, I think we just put peanut butter on there and everybody is sending in the peanut butter, which is fabulous because we use that for treats for the dogs.
Of course. Okay, we're talking with Tara DiAguilera with the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter and Animal Services. We're going to come back in a couple of minutes, but if you have a question, there's still some time left. 850-437-1620. We'll be back with Pep Talk in just a minute. Welcome back to Frisky Friday with Tara DiAguilera, who's with the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. And I'm Meg, who is the host here of Pep Talk. So here's the thing. It's Frisky Friday. We're thinking about all the animals in our community, dogs and cats, puppies and kittens. There are some adoption events going on this weekend. Tara, where can they go to find out about these events and also how they can step up and help the shelter?
Yeah, so if you're just interested about, you know, general information about the shelter, you can go to our website, which is santarosa.fl.gov/animals. That'll give you the basics, our hours, available pets, things like that. If you want to kind of know what's going on in the here and now, like for each week, you can check our Facebook page out, Santa Rosa County Animal Services Facebook page. And I think we're on Instagram, too. It's going to have our information, like what we're doing that weekend, where we're going to be, things like that, if you want to attend an event.
It sounds wonderful. They do so much good for the community. You got lots of different types of dogs and cats right now, don't you?
Yes, we do. For dogs, I mean, we've got, right now we have mostly medium to large, but we've got some hounds. We've got some husky mixes. We have them listed all as mixed breed because until we know for sure what they are, we just list them as mixed breed. But if you come down, you're bound to see somebody that you're interested in. All different faces, bully mixes. I think we've got from 30 pounds on up to about 100 pounds.
Wow, okay. Yes. And you definitely can tell by looking at the faces.
Oh, yes, yes. And it's fun. You can make up your own. When they're a mixed breed, you can kind of make up your own breed for them. So that's a fun thing.
All right, that sounds great. Talking with Tara DiAguilera, it's a chance for you to make a difference. And all you have to do is go on your phone right now and go to Amazon on their gift wish list online. Or stop by the shelter or take advantage of one of the adoption events this weekend.
Yes.
Okay.
People come out. We're going to have some great puppies there at the Lumberjack Festival.
Excellent. All right. So you can go to their Facebook page because you're always posting the adoptable animals there.
Yes.
So that's a good thing too.
Yep. We post videos as well.
So. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being here this morning, Tara. I know you've got a busy weekend ahead, so enjoy the rest of your day off today.
Yes. Thanks for having me. We always love coming.
And I give our love from Frisky Friday to everybody over at the shelter today.
Absolutely. Thank
you. All right. So you know what to do. You can make a difference if you want to. All you have to do is pick up your phone. So this is Meg with Pep Talk. Just want to put a shout out today. The weekend's coming up. I had the privilege of attending Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival event last night. Y'all, you don't want to miss this. 140 artists are on the beach. You can go look it up at PensacolaBeachSongFest.com. Also, Taste of the Beach is this weekend, tomorrow, 10 to 4 on Pensacola Beach. I hope I get to see you there. Hope you have a great weekend. Take care of yourself.